Good afternoon, Daniel. How are things?
Not too bad for a Saturday afternoon, as long as we can get to talk local and national sport, and that's why we've got you on the show this afternoon. Ron, of course, the president of the Emu Valley Cricket Association. How's the off-season been? Put the feet up and relax?
A little bit, but just still as busy as always. Work never ends on these types of matters.
What was the off-season like? Like, I mean, obviously there was a bit of a break, as you said there, but, straight back into the meetings or and looking at the fixture, obviously with everything that's going on at the moment, it's an ever-changing environment, isn't it?
It changes every day, as you well know, but yep. In the off-season, it's just about a matter of review the season that's gone, review of rules and et cetera, and then get back into it with... We have a pre-annual meeting then with the clubs and get an idea of which direction they wish to head for the next season, and then we take it from there.
What came out of those meetings with the clubs, Ron? Was there anything that you sort of went, oh, that's a good idea, we did this well, or we did that, could we do this better?
Well, at our AGM, it came up, and we knew it would come up, to give them the option of, as you know, last year with COVID, it was just purely a one-day competition.
Yep.
That was there on the agenda at the AGM, and the clubs voted overwhelmingly to return to two-day cricket for this season. So that was the main issue that came out of the evening.
Ron Gray, the president for Emu Valley Cricket Association, joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Now, you've released the 2021-2022 fixture. Plan A, B, B1... Beast 2, where are you at with it? Obviously, you hope that the plan that's been put in place goes ahead, but how many other plans have been drawn up?
Well, as we just got a couple others there at the moment, we're very hopeful with this quota that they're aiming for on the 23rd of September. Hopefully that regional Victoria may be able to open up and that once again in the October, we can start playing community sport. And cricket being one of those sports where I suppose it's not the physical type, it's the less... we have those distances and we have those rules and regulations that no doubtly we'll be playing under, that we played under last year with the COVID rules and appendix.
You can certainly have the social distancing on the cricket field, can't you? As long as the keeper and the first slip aren't really that close together, every other position you can sort of spread out a little bit.
Yeah, well, we're on a pretty big paddock.
I mean, we have a bit of fun. And
hopefully, with like all the experts' advice and that, it doesn't seem to linger around as much in the summer months, but not know much about this new variant. Anything could happen, as we see on these new daily numbers each day that are increasing, so it's a bit of a worry from that point of view.
And just finally, Ron, obviously clubs were starting to do the pre-season training. They were getting into their rhythms, and all of a sudden that had to stop because of the lockdown. I'm guessing the clubs that you're hearing, are they still seeking some players for 2021-2022, or are they sort of happy where things are at the moment, considering there was football at this stage and which obviously was on hold as well?
All clubs always looking for extra numbers, as you well know, because everybody's not available every weekend. So the more numbers, the better for one, the club, and the more people we can get out there playing. So once again, this year we're running four divisions, like Div 1, Div 2, and two divisions in Section 3. We have 34 sides on the park every Saturday, so there's a lot of people need it to... play cricket every Saturday, and particularly umpires as well, and officials.
So if you are thinking of something to do over the summer, why not look at the Emu Valley Cricket Association? Ron, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and let's hope that Plan A all goes ahead.
So do we. All the best. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Ron Gray there, the president for Emu Valley Cricket Association. It's Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.